And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHM.
All right, 13 past 8 o'clock on this Friday morning. Dinner and a movie in the same place. The dream is becoming reality at Sperry's Movie House, which started showing movies a couple of months ago, but there's all kinds of excitement around Sperry. It seems like every time you turn around, there's something new happening there. Scott Beeden, the manager of Sperry's Movie House, online with us right now. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
So 2 weeks ago, you lit up the marquee. That looks spectacular at night.
It really does. I think we've got NASA on alert with the space station now because we've got the corners lit up again. So it's pretty awesome. It's been a long time coming, but we've got that sign rebuilt and lit, and it's exciting to see downtown alive again, and having that marquee lit sure does help too.
You're going to open up the restaurant when? Today?
We are. 4 o'clock this afternoon, the second floor dinner house goes online and is live. So we are we're scrambling to get all the dust picked up and some chairs finalized and set, but we are a go for opening at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
What's the dinner house like? Give us kind of an overview of the menu and the atmosphere and all that stuff.
Yeah, when you first step off the elevators, you're going to notice there's going to be some TVs playing some movie trailers, and you're going to kind of turn towards the dinner house, and you're going to find a beautiful display of the old original elevators. We were able to salvage the doors themselves, and we've kind of put them on display. And you'll walk into a counter where you could actually order your entrees, your appetizers, that sort of thing, and go find a seat in the dinner house, your choice of location, and we'll run that food out to you. We also have wait staff that if you'd like an adult beverage, they will be around to take care of that for you as well. We do have a bar and lounge area. And the menu, you know, is kind of a wide variety. We have what I like to call a build-your-own section of the menu where you can create your own pizza. We offer that in three different sizes. It's a special recipe that Chuck Reed's family has brought over, and we're using that. And you can create your own pizza. You can also create your own mac and cheese. We've got items or options like pulled pork, barbecue chicken, bacon, that sort of thing to put on your mac and cheese. And then we wanted to honor our neighbors to across the river, so we put poutine on the menu along with a create your own poutine, so you can get creative with that as well. But we have traditional things such as sliders and hamburgers to appetizers, chicken lime nachos, black salmon. There's a steak on the menu. There's a rice bowl that you can kind of create your own toppings on that as well. So it's an American fare, kind of a wide variety. We're not going to be known for just one thing. We just think that we're gonna have a variety of options for folks. I will tell you, Paul, we've got some of the best bakers in town, I think, that came from the Culinary Institute. Our desserts, I can personally attest that they are top-notch and are one of a kind in the area.
Sounds good to me. And some of this food you can actually take into the movie, right?
Yeah, everything that we have, two different menus, really. We have a dinner theater menu that you'll be able to order at the concession stand. And that menu is also incorporated into the dinner house. So we just aren't going to probably do a rice bowl in the dark and serve that to you, or try and have a steak in the movie. So, but yeah, we're going to have the same things that are offered in the theater available in the dinner house, but then we add a few other things for folks to choose in the dinner house.
Now, what's going on Tuesday? You've got your big ribbon cutting on Tuesday, right?
Yeah, Tuesday's a big day. We've got the Reeds will be in town, and they're looking forward to getting to know folks in the community. And at 4 o'clock, we're gonna open up kind of the restaurant in main floor and do a ribbon cutting out front. Looking forward to having everybody that's open to the public. Anybody is welcome to come out and see what's going on in the building and share a few good stories with us.
You know, what's so cool about this, Scott, is that, you know, for years, a movie theater is a movie theater is a movie theater. You know, no matter where in the state or the country you are, movie theaters pretty much look the same. They're cineplexes. They're multi-screens. This is unique, though. I mean, people could come here, you know, to Port Huron, Michigan from other locations and say, remember that cool movie theater that we went to in Port Huron?
You really can, Paul, and you're right. You know, you've been to one, you've been to all, basically, in the traditional cinema plexes that we've all come to know. But Sperry's is much more than that, and it's unique, and we think it's one of a kind in the state, quite honestly. The concept is taking hold across the country, but to convert a former department store into a boutique theater and then add the element of a dinner house to it, with some fine dining, it's pretty cool. And I got to tell you, when you get off those elevators on the second floor and you start to walk into the dinner house, between the decor that we've put in the building and the scenery from that elevation, you honestly don't feel like you're in Port Huron. You go, where am I again? It's just really exciting to be able to showcase the building and the downtown from that perspective.
Oh, that's fun. Hey, for folks who haven't been to a movie at Sperry's yet, the recommendation is still get your tickets online, right?
Yeah, we are really pushing folks to, we are a boutique theater. So those auditoriums range from 26 to 41 seats. If it's something that you are got your heart set on for that 7:20 show, you know, make sure you go to sperrysmoviehouse.com and reserve those seats.
Yeah. Good advice. Well, Scott, continued success at Sperry's Movie House. Have fun. I know today's going to be kind of a busy day for you, a whirlwind as you get ready to open up the dinner house at 4, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody who stops by.
Yeah, thanks, Paul, for having us, and we're excited. The team's ready to show off the whole building finally, so it's exciting.
All right, good stuff. Scott, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yep, have a good day.
Thanks, you too. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.